y'all. Domino's came a long way. I remember when they rolled out their brand new pizza. We had a Domino's.
Because the motherfucker didn't pay his bills, and I don't understand that.
Find somebody else.
Oh, bro, I made quite a bit of money because I told people about 2 years ago about this certain particular company that partnered with Domino's with the little automated cars that delivered the pizza. And I was like, hey, man, y'all might want to invest some money in them stock-wise. And they made me quite a bit of money. And they are doing very well right now. Yes, because they have unmanned little carts that put the pizza in it, and they just drive it to your house.
I can't wait till a droid, to a fucking drone drops a pizza to me.
Hope I can do this. Herogasm. We missed two episodes of The Boys during the break. And I really enjoyed The Boys. It's one of the better TV comic book movies shows. Well, not movies. Comic book shows. How do you guys feel?
For Amazon being Amazon and them giving us this version of Herogasm, I feel like I think that might have been as good as they could get.
I've seen a lot of graphic shit with this show. So in this episode, like, if the first episode was like fucked me up way more than Herogasm did.
Considering the fact that Herogasm was supposed to take place on a whole island and y'all restricted it to a house and y'all gave us certain things. That's fine. I'll take that.
I feel like the build-up to Herogasm, where he said, like, the guy who played Homeland was like, I'm not going to watch it. It was so fucked up. Like,
but you got to think about it, though. What did they film that everybody feels that way? Like, maybe there is a version of that episode that Amazon Prime will put out later down the road.
Well, you've been reading
something.
The Silver Linings Playbook, bro, because I ain't even think of that. That was
right, like, what?
Some way to look at it. Like,
yeah, like, all the shit they filmed, they didn't know what was going to get put on the episode. They filmed a whole bunch of shit. And they're like, okay, bro, I don't
Yeah, you seeing
see
a bunch
it.
Of titties and yeah.
I don't even want to see it.
They scale that shit down, because not saying I want to see all the dicks and titties and shit, but it's like, I mean, I didn't want to.
But you got Termite again, and you know what Termite can do. And then it's like mother's milk. Like, he had a nice jacket. He really did have a nice jacket.
Pause,
and
bro,
I'm kind of pissed off, like, that's not right, bro.
Hey, what is this on me?
No, bro.
Right, what is this? It's sticky and it's slimy, bro.
I ain't trying to make it a black race thing, bro. I'm just saying, I seen A-Train get cussed the fuck out when nobody else that got cussed the fuck out. She found her balls with him. And then I've seen Mother's Milk get cum in his face. I'm just saying, dog, like, if I'm a black man, why the fuck y'all niggas got bitched the fuck out in this episode? I'ma drop my mic. Let me shut up.
But at the same time, this is The Boys, though.
Do you don't find that suspicious?
I do.
You don't find that suspicious?
I do. I'm
during.
Just I mean, I ain't say all that. I didn't say all that. But I am saying that last season, they gave us a whole season with who was supposed to be America's penis fucking a literal Jewish, I mean, not a Jewish hating Nazi vagina. All last season, bro.
This home, bro, y'all gonna have to give Anthony a star fucking award for what he doing with Homelander. He
yeah,
really,
you know
selling,
what I'm saying?
He's
like,
selling the fuck out of this crazed, stressed, like overbearing. Like, oh my god, this man, baby.
I'm afraid for The Boys.
Oh,
because they showed their hand to Homelander. I'm afraid for him.
I'm not. They got dope.
That doesn't mean anything. It's only 24 hours. If Homelander figures out that they only have power for 24 hours, he can goddamn wait that shit out.
Spoilers. Nah, man. The Boys.
So, okay, I'll give a couple of spoilers from the comic book.
No. My whole point is like, bro, we got spoilers here because I don't know nothing from the comics.
Well, I gotta give something because they're going in a whole different direction with a whole lot of shit. So, Black Noir, in the comic book, he is a clone of Homelander. He did all the shit that was super fucked up in the seasons that we would have been watching that Homelander did. That would have been Black Noir doing it to try to drive Homelander insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where we're going with this. Absolutely. We know that Black Noir is a whole different person. But he did set up Soulja Boy. Mm. And I feel like...
They said that on this week's episode.
Yeah, and I feel like when he took his tracker out, he deliberately has not been talking. He know what he did. He didn't want to talk anymore. He played up the fact that he got brain damaged.
Yeah.
And they just... And he just didn't talk anymore.
Up until this week, I entertained the idea that... Because they call him Noir. I entertained the idea that Noir and Black Noir were two different people. Up until this week, I wanted to believe that, okay...
That's interesting, too.
When they said... because they said Noir, then they called him Black Noir. I was just like, well, if you ain't talk, you got the suit on, why would you need to call him something different? But...
That's interesting. But the way that Homelander treats him, that's always been him.
Yeah, he's like, this guy wouldn't do that. Like, we know his record.
Or if nobody else does, I do. Mm. I know what Noir would do. And I feel like... I think, honestly, the way that they deviated from the comic was they had... Buddy, who was the head of Vought, they had him and Black Noir be in cahoots, get Soulja Boy kidnapped by the Russians so that he could instigate or, you know, perpetuate this whole, hey, I got this new hero we can have, Homelander. And that's what brought Homelander in, because Homelander kept saying, oh, I used to watch all your movies. That was... I think Black Noir had something to do with Soulja Boy getting kidnapped by the Russians just so that Vought could make Homelander to be the new S-tier hero to represent them.
I mean, definitely. That's why he probably ripped out that tracking device that he had in his arm. And
yeah, after the fact, because he wants to go back and tell... Soulja Boy something, because he hasn't spoken for all these years. I think Black Noir can talk. He just chooses not to.
There will be none of that, sir. Brolander.
None of that.
Ocean, aka Brolander.
If I'm gonna relate to anybody on the Boys, it's gonna be Frenchie, because I wanna see Herogasm with my own eyes. Like, I need to see that shit. That seems like the ultimate.
You know, I don't know his name. I know who you're talking about. As soon as you said it, I forgot his name.
Frenchie?
That's the ultimate, bro.
I love that love story that they got, man.
And Kimiko? Frenchie and Kimiko?
Yeah. I love that shit, bro.
If I was going to be anybody on the Boys, it probably would have been Huey or Frenchie. That would have been it. From the TV series, not the comic book.
To be the deep.
Fuck no.
Nobody.
Fuck no, man.
Nobody wants to be the deep.
How do you got a line? Where'd you get a line from?
The deep.
The deep was in their goddamn throat. Throat.
No, he wasn't throat fucking nothing. He was legit fucking an octopus.
Octopussy, bruh.
He was on some James Bond shit beyond James Bond.
Oh my god, bro. My nigga the deep. This is my last one.
Mine too, because we talking about the deep right now. Boots asked me, talking about, okay, so what he did, is that, does that make him the deep of the week? I was like, the deep is the deep of the week every week. But this shit solidified.
Nah, man, the deep just, he gross, man. He a creep.
He's not gonna get a redemption arc. His redemption arc came and passed, and that's it.
Have any of y'all seen The Old Man? with Josh Brolin on Netflix. It's a hoot. It's a FX series.
Mm-mm. No, not Josh Brolin. That's a
Jeff Bridges. Jeff my Bridges. Bad. Jeff Bridges. Yeah. Jeff Bridges. Yeah.
But no.
All right, I'll come back to that. But in there, it's a part where he's talking to this lady and says the wisest man that he ever known didn't say a word. Mm-hmm. Not because he couldn't, because the English language perverses interpretation. I'm paraphrasing the last part.
I mean, he's not wrong.
But so that just made me think about that.
He's not wrong. The English language is not the purest translation of anything.
So, remind me to come back to the old man later when we're talking about shows. I just checked that out because I've been trying to find shows.
I mean, that's my basis of spiritual and religious, I guess you would say, journeying or whatever you want to call it. Adventuring, traversing, whatever you want to call it.
I call it just growing. I mean, I feel like everybody of a certain ilk goes on those journeys where they. I'm saying of a certain ilk. I'm saying, like, certain people. It's a natural inclination in them to want to seek knowledge in some of everything. Like, I look for religion. I studied. Before I became a mass comm major, I was an English major. And as an English major, we had to study all the creation stories. That's why I talk about creation stories a lot. We had to study all the creation stories of major religions.
Right.
After that, even before that, I was on a type of journey where I was looking into Taoism, I was looking into Buddhism, I was looking into just those type of things, because you get to a certain, I felt you get to a certain period where you know there's more out there. That was just random. It just kind of kicked into what you were just talking about. But
I mean, it's true though.
But like, I would say it's certain people that it's just, the world is not enough for them, and you have to go.
I mean, the world isn't enough for everybody, but I'm not gonna take anything away from people that feel like they're content in the version of reality that they live in.
Yeah,
I can't say that that's not true for them, but what's true for me is not true for you. So
yeah,
I feel like, you know what I'm saying.
If you're living your truth.
No, I'm not talking about that. If your truth is you're sitting inside of this box and you looking outside and it looks like this, and you don't know that if you stick your head out and look over here, you can see some more shit, that's your truth. Yeah. And I'm telling you the truth, which is, hey, man, come out of there and look over here. You can see that too. And look over there and see that too. I don't get it, but maybe we can understand together. It's Pride Month, though. It's not Pride History Month, but it's Pride Month.
I can tell by all
we
the
missed
the
Juneteenth. Oh, I forgot.
Juneteenth was last weekend.
Yeah.
Bro, if you was a gay guy, black gay guy, like
father, a black
you
got gay a, guy, father,
and a father,
you had
the whole trifecta. Like, well, you super turned.
Could have got you chocolates, flowers, a free meal, a free dessert, a free breakfast drink, depending on where you went. Bruh.
Would have been quadruple the fun if it was your birthday.
Nah, if you was a Golden State Warrior fan.
Yeah, because you would have been like,
stacking this shit, and it was your birthday
that's
weekend.
A clean sweep, almost as they did.
There was somebody out there that was their experience, though. Like, your team won a championship, and it was your birthday.
And it was Pride weekend.
And it's Pride weekend. And it's Juneteenth.
And you black.
And you're a dad.
Bruh.
That's five. That's Quint. You win a Quint, Pete.
Well, you Quentin Garantino right there.
I mean, in hockey, they got the, what's that shit called?
Hat trick.
The hat trick, which is three in a row. Yeah. I mean, you can't do no better than that.
And bowling, what is it called when you get three strikes in a row? Turkey.
A turkey.
You ever, and the guys, you ever
it
had a turkey at the bowling alley?
How you think
spares?
I know the name?
from Google.
AKA Shooter McGavin, nigga. Fuck you talking about? I do this.
That's golf.
Look at the big Brokowski over here.
I do this. It don't matter. Shooter if it's involved shooting, is
golf.
If it's shooting, film,
rolling,
basketball, guns.
You know how to roll. You out there rolling, bro. Like,
you know how to.
Do you make not
balls find their homes? Evidently,
mm-hmm. Exactly. But do you not know that I bowl with a backspin? I don't bowl like this.
You
I
bowl
like that
from the back.
Exactly.
Bowl from balls. The back.
I actually do
with the reverse shocker hold.
Yeah, two in the pink. No, two in the stink. One in the pink.
From the back.
It's backwards, bro.
From the back.
Yeah, I don't bowl like this, bro. I literally bowl
with
like
the wrist.
And it spins backwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea what's going on.
You know how I found this
Australian
out?
Australian living in South.
I found it out from North I was America. Watching. I ain't have cable in my room, so I used to watch whatever was on fucking on Saturdays after cartoons go off. I used to watch baseball because it used to come on Fox at like 1 o'clock. But before that, they would have a baseball show, and before the baseball show, they had an NBA show, and it was one NBA player. I want to say it was like Stojakovic or something like that. It was a European basketball player. He bowled, but he bowled backwards. He's like, I don't bowl this way, I bowl that way. And we just so happened to be going bowling that same day that I watched that shit. And when I went out there and watched that shit, I saw a turkey. And I don't mean Thanksgiving.
Mm.
But you can see him all day, but did you bowl it?
No, my mother did, but I did bowl a few strikes.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Hey, I take it.
I didn't, but my mom did.
Yep. And I was there, and that's when I learned what a turkey was.
Bird. Brr. Why do you love birds?
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna find that clip. Because I saw it. I saw that shit before. I saw that shit long
you seen
before.
That clip?
Bro, I'm telling you, it's a girl, bro. It is a dark skinned chick. She's like, why do you love birds? Oh my, like I seen it. Like a zenith. I seen it, son, like a zenith. Well, fuck all that. I'm here to pod today. I already told y'all niggas. They done had their glow up season. This our season. We hitting you with interviews. We interviewing people. What kind of people you think? Humans. Alright? Humans. We coming. Sorry. We are coming. As I articulate all words from here on out. On this season of the podcast, it is all articulate O.
There's a lot we know about Piccolo. I learned a lot this week when the internet forced me to watch the Dragon Ball Z movie over Cam Bootleg. Because everybody just wouldn't stop shutting the fuck up. Nobody would shut the fuck up about this movie.
Well, luckily I'm insulated because I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I thought it was coming out on movies.
It's coming out in movies, but... like it's damn near a 90-day delay between.
It's already out in Japan.
Yeah, it's
some old book or so.
Whoa,
some old cartoon shit.
Well, it's not here yet. But anyway, I watched it. Not gonna give a review to it. Everyone can easily access it, but I've seen it.
Yeah, because I've seen it too.
Those spoilers like were just nicking at you. You couldn't breathe on the internet without seeing them. Because you subscribe to these places that give you information, and they all talking about it, and it's like, damn, I go to you for this other information, but you want to hit me with the by the way.
But hey, guess what? Dragon Ball did that. I didn't ask you for the Dragon Ball shit.
Spoiler
but
they
did it though. I didn't ask you for that.
But I think that just got more to do with spoiler culture as a whole, as where we at in society.
Spoiler culture.
Yeah, you have to watch things within an inconvenient amount of time. Like, you have to convince yourself around the idea that someone will spoil this experience if you don't see it as fast as possible.
Because so, that's why I'm always like, yo, man, we could talk about this because the shit already done came out when we get to the episode at, in the weekend. Mm. And it's like, yeah, but no. It's like, no, these motherfuckers already done talked about it. We can talk about it now.
Spoiler culture.
These people can go see the movie when it premieres, right? They already have made at least three versions of videos they're going to put out. They have the spoiler version because they saw the full movie. They have the non-spoiler version because the embargo is not over with yet. And then they have the, oh, this is what we think, and then this is what happened, and then this is what it leads up to. That's how it goes. People will go to the movies because they get a press pass version.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever kind of ticket to go see this movie that has come out. Just like people that went and saw Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Thor Love and Thunder came out this week.
Yeah.
It's already out. There are people that have already made their spoiler review and their non-spoiler review that they put out as soon as they got back, as soon as they walked out the movie theater. Yep. They put out their non-spoiler review.
Yeah, timeliness is one of those tenements of content creation. Who's going to be first?
It, and that's what spoiler culture is. Say, like, I saw it. I know. I'm about to tell you what happened.
Yeah, it used to be,
if you didn't go see it, I'm about to tell you.
It used to be.
It know, used to be. Allowed, oh, I just saw it, bro. I'm going to tell you this. Dog, you need to go watch it because this is and this happened, but I ain't going to say this.
Yeah.
That's what spoiler culture used to be. And now it has become, I saw the whole movie, I could tell you such and such, but I won't say it. You got until whatever, whatever, and then I'm about to put out the spoilers and say it all. Some people, they don't even care. They just gonna talk about it. If you are a production company that has enough money, you can tell the internet, hey man, just wait. Wait at least one day after, and then you could talk about it. That's why sometimes you would hear me say, hey, man, the embargo already ended. That's what I'm talking about. Like, these motherfuckers are already talking about it. The spoilers have come out. They know what happened. They saw it before we saw it. And that's what Starman was saying. He was like, bro, I want to get to the point where we can get Press copies.
Yeah.
Or yeah, press passes or press copies or get games early and get the 01 launch version of a game to get a review beta, copy or something. Well, not even the beta, just the review copy so we can talk about it. When it releases, we can say something about it. It's like, bruh, they're on a whole nother level. They don't give a fuck. They will ruin some shit for somebody else. That's how they do it, because it makes them feel better. Oh, I saw it before you. I'm going to talk about all of it.
You're a piece of shit.
And sometimes I'll spoil stuff, but I don't mean to do it. I'll be trying to talk about one thing, and then I'll say something else and don't mean to do it. I never spoil things intentionally.
Oh, like how you spoiled whatever it was we told you that we was fucking with you, but what was it? It was something. I gotta ask Starman about it. It was a movie where I remember you told us this part of this movie, it wasn't really that important, but it was.
Well, that was just my miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just my miss evaluation of the movie. Nah, yeah.
I get what you're saying, though. Like, you're not malicious. You're not.
Yeah, Amber, I don't go
watch. You're not Amber Herding this thing out
Hell
here.
Hell no. I'm not going to go watch a movie and then come back and tell you, bro, at the end of in the last 15 minutes, this shit happened, but just go watch it, though. I'm not going to do that. when whatever it is you're talking about, I think I might know what it is, but I inadvertently told you a major plot point because for me, it was a minor plot point.
All right, so this thing has been fucking with me, and then I accidentally pulled up my Facebook, and I've learned about Senior S.E.B. over there. Is it Seb? Seb?
No, it's S.B.K.
I thought it was like also known as
Sebi.
Oh.
Yeah. S.B.K. Sabat. That's why I said Sebi. Sabat is the card game.
Ah.
I don't expect you to like nothing that's most not chicken, bro.
Most times you talk about any kind of food product that is
chicken. Like, bro, you was telling me about you want to go to the chicken, a low chicken boil. The hot wing boil. A hot wing boil, you get corn, sausages, hot wings. Like a low country boil except with hot wings.
I didn't say that.
Would you go?
No.
I would much sure? rather go yes. to a hot
Cajun,
wing
you talking about Cajun, Cajun hot wings?
No, I'd much rather go to a hot wing like, festival.
You know
where
you
where I have been.
You want to do the low
different levels
types of hot
flavor. Yeah. And they're not always hot wings. They might be tenders. It might
I had some shit with I had some shit with hoisin sauce.
What?
Hoisin sauce. What?
Hoisin sauce.
Hoisin sauce ain't spiciest.
I know it's not spicy, but it was different. It's not hot wings. It was hoisin wings.
Yeah, that's not.
And then I learned, and then I met the guy at Taco Mac. I interviewed him, and I learned that Taco Mac has their own birds that they kill, like, within 5 days of the getting to the restaurant.
Yeah, because they get their own beef from up there. They have their own fucking beef farmers in Atlanta. And around the Atlanta metro area that they slaughter them cows and that's where they get their burgers and steak from.
You're making me so hungry.
The FDA has specific fucking Georgia Angus beef, bro. Like,
you know who owns,
they probably do it at every
you know who state. Owns a shitload of Angus and bison beef? Ted Turner.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, the
motherfucker probably got his own Georgia-grown Cuba beef.
He
so.
Does. He's in Albany, Georgia, he has hundreds of acres of bison and Angus.
Well, Cuba beef is a Japanese type of beef, so that's
you're the funny a Japanese thing about it. Type of beef, Mr. Oh. Wagyu.
Nah, I'm not Wagyu in any capacity.
Oh, that's how you say it?
Yeah. I'm not Wagyu in any capacity because my fat content is very low.
Oh, Shawty called me Wagyu. She's like, Mr. Hamburger Steak.
Hamburger Steak.
I remember that joke. It isn't going over my head like most.
Oh, man. Bruh.
Because all of them go over my head.
I can't wait to go to Japan and go to a fucking host club.
A whole club?
No, I gotta pick my words carefully.
He said the whole club.
I have to pick my words
Tell
carefully.
Me more.
Because you never, did you ever watch that documentary about the host club and shit?
Nah.
Bruh, you got to watch it, man.
I forgot till you just said it.
No,
like,
see. You gotta watch that shit, and then we're gonna talk about it on the Senpai Sunday 1 week. Cause
I like, right, I like.
What do you think? What is a host club to you?
Where?
In Japan, you hear the term host club. Host
in Japan.
H O S T club. C L U B. What do you think that is?
I think that it is a place where. Gentlemen of a certain tax bracket fuck women who are
reverse the gender but not so direct.
It is when women of a certain tax bracket turn men into sex objects, no. Make them twirl around.
No. You're a little too primitive right now.
Oh, okay. I got you.
We're talking about Japanese.
Robots.
They have a certain level of sophistication and precision.
ninjas.
What's the name of it?
A host and hostess club. It's not on. It's not on Netflix. It's on YouTube.
Oh, gotcha. There you go. YouTube. Gotcha.
A host and or hostess club at they at the base level. You walk in there. If we are going in there, it's a hostess club. We go in. They're like, hey, what type of girl do you like?
Does she have a vagina?
Listen. Don't talk. Just listen. And I will save you in this instance. So we go up in there and they're like, hey, what girl do you like? No, we're not going to ask you.
Hmm.
She's a biological female. Physiologically, what do you like, Starman?
What you mean, like tight wise, like?
Yeah, we're going to the hostess club, so physiologically,
I'm about to see my options, but I'm.
And she's like, so what would you like?
Oh, once I see the options, it ain't gonna be no, bro.
Oh,
like once I see the options, it ain't gonna be
aesthetically.
Hard
to, like, no, she says aesthetically, give us a general representation, and we will tell you. Or we will show you these are what we have based on what you told us.
I mean, I just want a baddie. Like, if I'm in that situation.
What is the classification?
I'm going to have to point.
In this region, what is a Japanese baddie?
I'm going to have to just point her out.
Okay, and they say, okay, you can point out between, if you give us this guideline.
I'm hoping for a good personality regardless of what she look like, but I'm going for the pretty chick because that's. That's what I expect when I go into a host club. Like, it's like, nah, I want to, you know, it's going to be attractive women. But the whole sense is to have that experience where, you know, you're having this catered experience that's
can
like.
Can I put it in your watch later or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, please do. All right. But yeah, that's my whole thing. It's like, I don't really. I'm going to watch it to see how it works because this might change. I might have a greater grip of your question once I watch it. But at this point,
understand.
It's going to all be based on aesthetic. I'm going to be like, well, shit, you know. Pretty 20 something ish. You know what I'm saying? Pretty upper 20s, bro. Like,
totally get
25 plus, pretty as hell. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna say in Japanese. 25 plus, pretty as hell.
I'm putting it in your watch later, bro.
Gotcha.
You're thinking about it too surface level.
I mean, like, but that's
they really want to know.
Yeah, because I'd be like,
they really want to know aesthetics down to who do you want. And hostess club legit is, who do you want to hang out with you here? What do you want her to look like? Okay, you want to look like this particular type of girl.
Be real.
Then
I'm trying
you
to
have an option to choose
I'm
from.
I'm trying to read the body language and find out which one of these maidens
can do that
trying
too.
To hang out after, you know, like what time you get off, Charlotte?
Oh, no, bro.
Like, what time you get off?
Thing. That's like, a whole nother thing,
if you down with that, we can chill. I'm
that's
trying to find whoever's down with that. And there ain't
that's
no prerequisite to hang out.
Else.
But it's just like, that's your expectation. Just like, look, man, after we... Like, after this, like, can we hang out outside of your job? Like, where's a real vibe? Can we take this outside of your job? Regardless of what happens or doesn't happen. But the idea is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we'll talk about it again.
But that's somebody's job. So I'm not going there with the expectation to really have a real relationship. It's just like, nah, for the night, I'm paying for this experience. So I'm probably going to go for something that's different that I wouldn't normally... You know, experience in real life. It's just like, but you gotta see. I gotta see what's on the menu. Like, I really have to see what's on the menu in that point. Because at that point, it's like, all right, cool. Like, let's have some fun. Like, this should be cool. Like, if this your job, like, just do a good job. So I don't expect a fucking what you call it. Like, I don't expect the royal finish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
oh, I saved three of them to that.
Happy.
You watch later.
You know what I'm saying? I don't expect no happy ending
just
from a host
wait.
Club. That's my whole point.
Oh, you.
Oh, I do,
bruh.
To my Japanese bruh. Culture,
bruh.
I'm just saying from any like sex
just
work.
Wait
I don't.
The
messy thing with like sex work is like there's not a lot of actual
dudes
sex.
Nope, dudes and females. Just wait till you see it. Yes, it is because the dudes that's their whole thing. They don't.
Oh, an escort and a host is two different things.
No, it is
you
not.
Gotta look for the escort. I can imagine an escort working at a host club.
Just wait till
you watch it. A different degree right there, because
wait till you watch it, bro.
That's like, look.
Just wait till you watch it.
I'm like,
oh my Lord. Just wait till you watch it.
That's just a what they call that? That's just a role play brothel. That sounds like a fantastic idea. A role play brothel.
It is, but it ain't. It's like, this is a host club. These chicks, they pay this amount of money to hang out with this guy. They choose to sleep with them if they want to.
Cash in, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out.
That's
cash
what it is. That's out, what it's about. Out. That's what it's about. Like, hey, Shawty, it's your birthday.
Cash in, cash out, cash out. Well,
yep. Get the champagne tonight. It's your birthday.
Bring out the rosé.
You can have me and all the guys with you. It's your birthday. I'm your number one dude, but you kind of like my friends too. You like me because me and my friends are also super handsome.
Walking that
you
shit.
You like all of us.
You're just like, look, I'm coming in if I could bring my champagne with me. But me and my niggas gonna spin.
Bro. Just wait till you watch it, dog. Oh my goodness. Just wait. Cause it. Oh man, I can't wait till you see it. I can't wait till you see it, dog. That shit is crazy.
Shit, man, you can go to Decatur and get pretty ratchet bitch to bother you for the whole night.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't want that.
You sure?
You can get the pretty ratchet bitch, bro. I'll get you a Glorilla,
nigga.
First
off, I'm not going to drive to Decatur for the same amount of time. I can just stay home and play the video game. I don't want that. I don't need
it. Go out and get that experience, bro. You better have a damn custody talk before you even slide that in though, bro. Cause
nope. Especially now.
That's my whole point. It's just like, psh, we ain't get, options limited. Mm-mm. Options very limited, bro. It's like, oh shit.
They can keep it.
Jemina Webb being like, look, man, this the name. This my grandfather. This our health history.
Bruh. That's what it is now. That's why I said, bruh.
Just like, look, man, let's go ahead and get the paperwork now.
Colonel Cold Crush, bruh. Hey. Don't let the robots win. Y'all better fuck out here because they've already created artificial wombs. And women already feel like it's not worth it to fuck dudes no more. Men already on their red pill shit. They don't want to fuck.
What was the real red pill shit? You mean like Matrix red pill shit?
Nope. Look it up for yourself online. I'm not going. I can't give it up.
Gotcha. Because that's what the one thing that
red me off. Well, no. I think what he's asking is
nope.
No.
Don't give it up.
No. Because do you have the red? Red pilling.
Look it up online. Don't give no clarification.
Shut up, nigga. What I'm saying is red pilling is
no. I'm saying don't give no
into
no. Don't give
whatever
clarification. No, it's not. Don't give clarification.
I mean,
you let them know. That's what red pilling is. You have to let them discover that for themselves. Don't give clarification to it.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's not simping. You're not simping for nothing. Red pilling, something totally different.
He just gave you the definition.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, don't let the robots win.
I don't know. Certain things happen here and
hyper-radicalize everybody.
Well, it's a pendulum, right? Because when one thing goes super extreme, someone else goes to the opposite side and does something and equally as egregious, but based on their merit, their intent is something positive, right? Which we all say is bullshit, because if you ask people what they want and give them what they want, you'll pretty much be good. And this instance, this is people serving the greater notion of, you know, how they think shit's supposed to go. You know, that's a dangerous power to give individuals. But hey,
yes,
Supreme Court got that power. It is what it is. So you left with what you left with. And it's like, you know, I never really thought in my lifetime.
That's something I'm not.
They've been talking about this shit for like 20 years. Since I've been introduced to politics, you ever heard about Roe versus Wade getting
overturned.
And then it happens in your lifetime. You just like, well, damn, bro. And it's like the whole system is fucked up in the sense of you've essentially forced pregnancy on the women in the grand scheme of making it increasingly difficult to have autonomy of your own body. That became set in stone pretty much when shit got a 50-year law got repealed, or you know, judgment.
No, it was set in stone 50 years ago when that shit was made a law, and then after all this time, all this shit has happened.
It never.
In between.
It never became solidified as like exactly. constitutional that amendment shit, that we draw the line here.
Exactly.
It always.
All the shit that happened in between has not been clarified. And in the midst of all that, you have people that are dealing with having different types of gender identities and, you know, pronoun identities, whatever you want to call that. I'm not trying to say anything to make anybody mad or disrespect anybody, but you've got all this extra stuff on top of it. Back then, that was not happening. They were like, look.
Well, I was just talking about Roe versus Wade. I mean,
yeah, I mean, even back then, it was the same thing. At the core of it, they were like, look, sometimes men and women have sex and the baby is not supposed to be born, and we need to make it where if they don't feel like the baby can be born, they can, you know, negate that in whatever way is supposed to be, you know, legally possible.
This is real random, but speaking of Boondocks, somebody.
Tom singing Usher.
Oh. So you said you didn't see the verses.
No.
All right. So for those who don't know, there was a verses between Ray J and Bobby Valentino versus Pleasure P and Sammy. That was the undercard, and the main event was. I was gonna say that's. Nigga, I was just saying that was the undercard. The main event was Omarion versus Mario. But before that was Ray J and Bobby Valentino versus Sammy and Pleasure P. And when I say that this was arguably probably the most entertaining verses that I've seen in a while. And it was...
That was a versus not for me.
It was a versus not for me either, but seeing what versus is and seeing how entertaining that it can be, I definitely wanted to tune in. One, because...
Yeah, I mean, I
because
the
I you know, look, I like... I'm here to say, bro, I like You Got Served, all right? That's one of my favorite fucking
too.
Movies,
I like
bro.
To dance.
The choreographic... The,
I like music and I like to this? Dance, but that shit just...
Hey, you see this? Hey, Rico.
That's my heartbeat. My heartbeat, dog. Like, my heartbeat for you, dog.
Like, touch. Bruh, I love
I get
You
it.
Got Served, bruh. I love that fucking movie. The very first concert that I ever seen on my own, the very first concert that I seen was the Millennium Tour with Lil Bow Wow, Lil Zane. I can't remember who else was there. And
the first that you've ever seen.
The first that I went to.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
seen or went to.
The first that I. No. I went to other concerts, but the first, like, my mom is dropping me off here. It's just me and my cousins.
Oh, hell. Even still.
How old are you, like 23?
No, niggas Bow Wow. Nigga, I'm in high school.
They weren't doing the Millennium Tour back then.
The first Millennium Tour was in 2003. That's when I went. The first, really? Yes, it was in 2003. Nigga, I was a junior
in
high school.
You are not that much younger than us.
I was a junior in high school. I graduated in 04.
You really are that much younger than us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was in high school, 2003.
that's 2 years, but nah.
It makes a big difference, yeah. As an adult, no. But the very first concert that my mom dropped me off to, because you gotta realize that my mom's not finna drop me off at goddamn at nobody else's concert. At nobody else's rap concert at that goddamn time. She gonna drop me off to Lil Jon and the East Side Boys? No, it's just not happening.
Fuck that. At homecoming, I can see anything.
Nigga, I did not.
Since I was in middle school, I was able to see a whole bunch of shit I probably shouldn't have been able to see. But
that is a good point. But no, like, I didn't have a homecoming in Stone Mountain. That is a good point.
I'm sorry to say that's kind of your fault, because you had a lot of black colleges up there.
I mean, like I said, I've been to concerts before then. We did Freaknik stuff. I've been to concerts, and like I went to the Omni, and I've been to concerts before. But as like it was just me, my cousins just dropped off solo. The first concerts we went to, and it's not that I want to go to. It was a cousin that I had that was a huge Bow Wow fan, and I was just like, okay, we'll go because I just want to go. But
hell no.
The Millennium Tour was the first concert I had ever gone to on my own as a youth.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
I am deeply sorry.
Mine was Goody Mob.
Damn. I mean, that's great. Lil Zane. I mean, I like Lil Zane.
Your first actual concert tour. Okay. So, I got to give a justification for mine. I would buy a ticket for a certain artist that was on tour with a bunch of people.
Yeah, like I said, I like Lil Zane.
So, I probably went to a lot of different tour-like type events, but the first tour, like full-on tour, these people are on the docket, you buy a ticket and everybody is listed on it, was when, honestly, when me and you went and saw 21 Pilots when nobody knew who they were, with Fall Out Boy and fucking Panic at the Disco. That was the first time I went to a real, like...
Isn't that Music Midtown?
Hell no. It was Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, and goddamn 21 Pilots.
Panic at the Disco was on their Fall Out Door tour.
Yeah, and we were at AWA that same weekend. And Starman was like, bruh, If we get our tickets for Anime Weekend and we got the hotel, we can go to the concert also. And I was like, wait, what concert are you talking about? He's like, bro, it's Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy. Like, what? He was like, hell yeah, bro, we could go Music Midtown. Well, not Music Midtown. What was it? Verizon Amphitheater. It's like 15, 20 minutes away from AWA.
How old were y'all, though?
It was
early 20s.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was 08.
Early 20s.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, bro, I was... my
early 20s.
I was 15. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't 20 going to go see goddamn Lil Bow Wow and Lil Zane.
You was. In 03, you was.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't. In 03, I was in high school.
You just don't want to say that.
I was in 03, junior. You was like 18.
That's because y'all niggas are 40.
I'm not 40.
Ain't 40.
Listen, after 35, you're 40. I came here to pod. I told you.
You can say what you want to say, but that is not true in any capacity.
Yes, it is. If you do rounding, after 35,
you can round all you want to
40, hey, or do you go to 30?
Hey, are you anywhere between 35 and 40 right now? All right, then.
I know,
round
nigga.
Round all the shit you want.
I know.
That's a whole nother shit.
Is that the Shorno?
Nah.
Yeah, it might be.
It's California Pizza Kitchen.
I hate them niggas, them persnickety ass bitches. First
That's
time
a
went
good
to
restaurant, dog. I ain't gonna lie,
man,
bro.
Nigga, fuck that, nigga. Like, I don't want
California
no bitch
Pizza
ass.
Kitchen good.
Well, I like pizza.
They have brick and mortar places. I'm sorry.
I know.
Good.
That's the first time I went to California Pizza Kitchen was in... Is it Lenox Mall?
Yeah, not Lenox, but it's in Atlantic Station.
Perimeter Mall. Perimeter Mall.
I went in Atlantic Station. Whatever one's over there by Atlantic Station.
I went in Perimeter Mall, and, you know, I just know pizza as goddamn pizza. I don't know this persnickety shit.
From California.
Nah, bro, I'm a ninja.
That don't got,
it's from California.
I like New York-style pizza. Bruh,
that was the first time I had barbecue chicken pizza. And it was like, yo, this shit different but damn, this shit good. Like, bro, imagine me, this black kid, I'm in Atlanta, and you know, I'm on a date. I'm on a date with this fine chick, and she just like, I want to go to California Pizza Kitchen. I ain't never been, but I'm like, mm-hmm. shit, baby, I'm paying for it. Shit, like, let's go.
You can have whatever you like.
So we pull up to the California Pizza Kitchen. We ain't got no reservation, but we're a cute couple together. You know, you ever go to a restaurant, people like, oh my God, you guys are so good together. Mm-hmm. And then they just like, all right, you know what? Come with me. I got a table for you. Boom, we got a table. We outside. We under the umbrella. It's perfect weather. You know what I'm saying? We order like two pizzas, like a buffalo chicken pizza, and I'm trying barbecue chicken pizza, and I think the other pizza was either a pesto pizza or a chicken Alfredo pizza, but either goddamn way, oh my God, like they were
I
not.
I think I have to say, in my whole life, every time I've been on a date, if we had pizza or some other food that was not American based, it was always usually a good time,
bro.
And I mean, just seems like pizza always, it works. Understanding somebody's flavors on pizza crust, it kind of opens you up to them in another way.
Now, I will say that you're in Atlanta.
Duh. Excuse me. Good gracious.
You go to California Pizza Kitchen. It's a bitch. It sucks. Not it sucks, but there are places in Atlanta that have some.
It really depends. Good pizza. Yeah. See, I've been to a lot of conventions, and late night, what you're going to get is a lot of Asian food, a lot of Italian food. Or sandwiches.
Yeah.
And, you know, I make my way around the block.
Somebody put Atlanta?
Yeah.
Somebody general?
Yeah.
I say Atlanta, shit, nigga.
Nigga, go get... you remember, it was a place downtown. I can't remember the name of it. It's an Asian spot that didn't close like 4 o'clock in the morning. And a big-ass golden pepper outside of it. Like something Thai, maybe golden Thai, chili Thai.
Tippy tow, tippy tay.
It was, yeah.
No. Because when you're at an anime convention and you are partying to a certain degree, you are not leaving your hotel. You just want food to come to where you are. You're not trying to go venture out to it. Yeah. You want the food to come to you. So, in that regard.
Shit crispy, ain't it, my boy? My boy over there tearing that motherfucking slice up.
I did not fuck with thin crust for a long time. Yeah, for a long time, I did not fuck with thin crust.
Bruh, what got me is like when I used to have slumber parties or sleep over with your cousin's house, and there's like a bunch of kids over there, you know, parents, uncles, aunts. Somebody gonna order pizza. Like, we used to got a bunch of pizzas, and typically what we started to do was they asked the older kids what pizza you want. Like, my sister and my cousins, they will always get the thin crust. No matter what toppings were on it, they want the thin crust. Me, I want to get the bang for my buck. So I'm just like,
Pan, give me all the toppings.
You know, I take pan because pan gave me more bread. I honestly like thin crust more because I just...
As you got older...
No, as a kid, I like thin crust more. Mm. Like, me and my cousin, we'd always swing for the thin crust. Shit, but I ain't gonna lie to
you. Always with that, give me that pan.
That's the other platform that we're on that people can get cryptocurrency for listening to us on Cyber FM. Shout out to them. James... I'm so glad that was empty. James Tyler is a disabled person, but he came up with a algorithm that is used in most people's 401ks to this day. He is stupid rich. Now, what he alluded to me to and what he told me about was that disabled peoples do not have the same rights that the typical African American has. A lot of disabled people cannot get married. A lot of disabled people cannot get they get less than minimum wage. A lot of disabled people work jobs and get paid in fucking coupons, nigga. Like, they get paid in, like, Burger King coupons. Like, it's a real fucking thing. And it's not a thing that's happened in the past. It's something that's happened recently. So me and him got to arguing because he brought up the Lizzo thing with the word nigga. And I'm like, nigga, every time you come up with an argument about something marginalized, you do not have to go to fucking black people. There's Mexicans, there's Asians, there's gays, there's a whole bunch of marginalized people you can go to. But he goes specifically to them, so I alluded to racism. Long story short, we came to the consensus. I learned a lot of shit, he learned a lot of shit, but it came down to this. Somebody burglarizes your home and takes your Mac computer. That's a felony, right? They burglarize your home, they burglarize your house, you're not home. They steal your Mac computer, your brand new Mac computer, over $1,000. That's a felony, right? Somebody, larceny. Somebody murders somebody. That's a felony too, right? Both of those are both felonies, but murder's just a little bit worse than damn burglarizing somebody's home, so you can't have those equivalencies. And it comes to a point where people who are able-bodied are going to have to carry the water for people who are disabled. The same thing translates to the Roe versus Wade issue. I said some weeks ago when it came to trans women that women are going to be the people that are going to have to get in front and say, hey, we got to stand up for this. We got to do this, that, and the other. But when it comes to anything, even talking about civil rights, it wasn't just black people that had civil rights ushered in. It was a dominant class of society and certain people, presidents, governors, etc., who were not black, that also ushered in these laws that helped people. So you're going to have to carry the water, or you're going to have to help out these people in this instance. It affects us in more than one way, in ways that we don't even conceptualize. Because when it gets to defunding Planned Parenthood, which goes into contraceptives for these babies that y'all didn't want to have in the first place, it's going to come to a whole other thing. Like, these people are coming after fucking condoms, bro. There's going to be states that will likely outlaw the distribution of fucking condoms and birth control. It is so much deeper than that.
One of my biggest concerns was, like, the entire court.
Right now.
The entire court marked. Like, when it comes down to the courts, I know way too many men and women who can't work out issues on a communication level. Like, they just can't communicate their expectations of their child or their life together once the child is brought into the world. And the courts tend to get involved, but sometimes with men, it almost seems like a punishment, you know. But at the same time, you know, it's...
Anytime they try to voice their opinion...
The punishment, I mean, is like the way in which custody is kind of like defaulted to the mother, and... fathers who really want to be in those in their children's lives, a lot of times it comes down to what state you live in. The same way, you know, it comes down to this is how the state looks at this issue. I've seen that get really gross in the sense of men that want to be in their children's lives having to jump through hoops because of the mother's will. And I feel like until legally we can set up a precedent that's fair on how to handle those type of situations, putting women in a position to where there's really no way to pass the buck on this issue. Like, ain't no, it's just like, no, it's kind of for, like, well, you take some responsibility. You fuck, you have a baby, you gotta do this. I was just like, well, us is functional.
You need to have better pussy management.
And it's like, I feel like that's just fucked up. Someone to come to say something, it's like, well, it's your dick, you shouldn't have known. I was just like, all that is fair. But at the same time, it's like, because there is a level of responsibility to it. But we're talking about autonomy.
Across the board.
But yeah, we're talking about autonomy.
People,
yeah, it's a certain level of a precedent. This can get real bad because we're stepping on.
Because where do you stop? Do you stop at, do you bring, they're talking about CRT in schools. Do you bring up Brown versus the Board of Education? Do you bring up Plessy versus Ferguson? Do you bring up Loving versus, whatever the interracial law is that fucking affects my family, like, where do you draw the line at?
This shit gets dangerous. Like, the way it affects us is, it's like, boy, I put way more pressure on one-night stands. You're going to be out here singing, go, baby, because it's just like, think about it. You in a land where you, like, you can shoot up a school, but be damned if you shoot up the club.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, bro. It's just like...
In a literal sense, bro.
Like they, care more about people shooting up the club than they do about people shooting up schools. And I don't mean the literal club.
And you seen the reports of Lorraine Bobbitt actually having a couple of abortions and being an escort, allegedly.
But no, man, this affects us as men because it's like you know, someone in your life may be sexually assaulted and just got to live with that shit. That was a particular twist in something I saw recently. Was oh yeah, motherfucker. Mama told the son, like, motherfucker, I was raped. That's how you got here. Fuck your dad. Y'all here trying to honor that bastard. And it's like, wow. It's like, no, man. It's, I don't know, man. I feel like this doesn't help the world, man. I feel like this don't contribute to help. I feel like this just makes, you know what I'm saying, like, our political lives more complex. I feel like this makes stances more critical. It kind of just forces an action when you don't really know what to do. It plays a, you can, anybody can pass the buck on who to blame for what and why what got here.
It really does, man.
It, like, it makes it so bad because someone can say,
"I'm about to be 40 years old, bro. I don't have no child."
Well, it's easier to have.
It's making it way harder, bro.
You like, can't get rid of it if you do.
I mean, but at this point, I don't want to get rid of it. That's the point of it. It's like, bro, I'm about to be 40 years old. I'm at the point where I kind of want to have a child, and women are at the point where they're like, I'm not trying to fuck no nigga to have a baby by him. And it's baby, I like you, and I feel like we could vibe together and we could work together to make a baby, and that could work.
Well, we talking about,
you can't even do that.
I mean, well, communication and sex ain't, you know, mutually exclusive. You know
they're
what I'm saying?
They're not, but
you
at the same time, that don't make it no easier.
You can be in the most intimate setting with another individual, and there'll be no
before now,
and there'll
right?
be and there'll be no line, there'll be no standards of which we're going to communicate with the, you know, we're going to communicate with each other. It's just
right.
At this point,
even before this time,
yeah. So even
now, don't make it no.
Well, with this, it kind of stacks the chips. It's a word. It's a weird invisible power dynamic, and it's a power struggle going on both sides at the same time. And I don't think a lot of that really. It's a power dynamic. Everybody's fighting for power.
It's not fair to anybody.
I mean, forcing this on women is definitely not fair to them. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, when it comes to men, the way, you know. Ultimately, what affects them affects us.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Because
what if you dealing with a chick who's been fighting in the damn power dynamic game for forever, and you just a regular dude who's trying to deal with her because you like her.
Well, psychologically,
and she thinks that you are in that, and you not even trying to fight that fight.
Well, psychologically, if the whole world is taking away her choices and her, I can see her wanting to push with independence in our relationship because in other aspects of her life, they're taking it from her. So she gonna try to pick that.
Right.
She needs that separation and
one,
that independence in this relationship. And it's just like, well, you know, for some people, independence in the relationship doesn't work.
Or
that's what they don't believe.
And then you up here just trying to be the one good dude in the situation, and it don't work that way.
That becomes a her thing, though. That's more about her demons. But I can see the trauma behind the world constantly telling you what
him
you
up too.
Yeah, because the trauma of what she can and cannot do with her body is going to spill off into her interactions with him. Her interactions with him are going to sour him. But all too often, like, we've seen menace to society. We've seen, you know what I'm saying, we've seen the guy who, you know, dogged the chick because she was pregnant. And that's
at the core of it.
And that's been going on.
So hard.
No, you can get checks now.
They forgot how to be soft to each other.
I mean, it's a whole game to it. It's a whole game to being pregnant now. So I feel like if you a sucker,
it's a whole game to relationship.
No, I feel like
might have been so.
It's more sensitive.
Hold on, trying to protect themselves and not be soft.
What I'm,
they don't know how to be soft.
One ramification I see is more incentive, greater incentivize. Incentivization. It's a great incentive for.
It's easier to incentivize someone for doing.
Okay, now it's easier to incentivize a woman to hit a lick. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you can't, even if the guilt get the best in you, be like, no, I'm gonna get this. No, you can't, nah.
And the sad thing is, that's very true because.
Child support.
Nine times out of ten.
Child support system fucked up.
Even if a dude ain't simping for a chick. It's like, yeah, bro, you simp, bro. Like,
if she want a baby,
doing what she was doing.
If she want a baby out of, she can get a. Most women can get a baby out of most men they sleep with because if she really want it, we gonna let her take it.
Yep.
Yep. Like, you got to be really...
the core of us.
You got to be really trying not to have... You got to be really going out your way to not have children, to not get sucked into that. Like, because...
I mean, I can't really... Well...
But think about it. I'm looking at...
I'm not going out of my way just because I'm like, hey, I'm going to wear a condom because... I don't want to have a child with this random person.
Bro, I don't...
Not me going out of my way. I don't just being...
At this smart. Point, I don't trust you, and I don't have the resources to drive four states, let alone... I can't convince you to do this shit. It has to be your choice. And if there are more hurdles in the way, it's just, it makes it harder for, like, both of us don't know each other. We don't want this kid. But it's so many hurdles in the way. It's like, you know what? Might as well have it and just deal with it. Maybe if it was... Maybe you could drive an hour and y'all could have a conversation. It'll make things easier. But I can see where now you really got to take more responsibility with where you stick your meat.
Even before then, I was still on that same shit.
You gotta be protective of your sexual energy, where you put your stuff. Like, you just can't be laying down with everybody. That's my whole point.
Yeah, I guess that's where it comes down to, like, the individual at the time.
Yeah, you can't be laying down with everybody. And I think the big problem is I don't need the government deciding that for me. That should be a moral stance, that I won't be laying down with everybody. That I'll have some... Yeah, reservation
I'll
be right on
there, because I'm not the average type of dude. I mean, I do like to fuck, but at the same time, I was always protective of trying to fuck.
So. Yeah, it's like I've always valued the aspect of protection, but I have I've bought Plan Bs. It happens.
Yeah, I mean,
but if I live in a state that says, "Oh, we banning the Plan B," you banning the Plan B.
That's a whole nother situation.
But I feel like it can trickle on down to, like,
that's what I say, it's not a whole nother situation.
It's like it can get that bad. Nah, it's like the precedent been set. This can really get bad on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It can really roll back a bunch of shit and just really put you in the point where it's like, bro, I don't like where we are right now, and you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But Roe versus Wade, bro, I hate...
I do not want the robots to win.
Yeah, I hate what happened to these women, though. It's fucked up. Like, I ain't expect that to happen in this country. But America become America.